Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring us anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Phones are loaded up. We go right into your phone calls and start with Sean in Tennessee. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, good evening, Ian. Mark, how you doing?
Super. Good. What's on your mind, Sean?
Well, you know, that last phone call you had about the guy that had the problem with the judge, I think it's all bunk.
And, what's all bunk?
Please, please, please understand I'm being facetious here. I just found a website called governmentisgood.com.
Yeah, I've seen that site.
You've seen it? An unapologetic defense of a vital institution. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I thought my head was going to explode. It actually has one part where it goes through a day in your life, and it says, oh, you get up in the morning and your asthma isn't bothering you because the government mandates regulations on clean air, and you drive to work and everything's safe because we regulate 40-hour trucker work weeks, and they won't be falling asleep at the wheel and running you over on your way to work. It's crazy, this whole website.
Just to explain to the listeners what this is, it's a website that was created by, this is going to be a shocker, right, Mark? An academic. Somebody who, you know, works for a university, who teaches a class about government, and he's sick and tired of all of the anti-government stuff out on the internet, so he wanted to do his part to combat all the pro-freedom stuff out there and talk about how government is good and wonderful and taxes are helpful, and, you know, he just, the whole site is, it's essentially... I could use this website as my show prep for a month's worth of Free Talk Live. And somebody sent me a link to this a long while back. I guess it's a relatively new site, so when I say long while, I mean a few months. And I took a look through the site, and I just thought, wow, okay, I'm bookmarking this for a rainy day. You know, if there's a slow news day or for whatever reason I don't have anything to talk about, I can always go to governmentisgood.com and just pick any one of his nonsense articles and tear through it. And one day I might actually go and do that. But it's just sickness, isn't it?
It's annoying. It's very annoying. Did you investigate college that the professor is from? The political political science professor. Mount Holyoke College, South Hadley, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts
Women's College.
Yep, and this guy's bad news.
I thought liberal arts colleges, that means they teach a bunch of, the curriculum is basically nothing that can be translated into real world work.
Right.
Is that correct?
Nothing that you can make money on. Right.
Right.
I'm not a college person.
You learn a lot about literature and arts and things like that.
Pretty much true. But that doesn't mean that there aren't, you know, rabid socialists in there teaching the economics classes and teaching the government classes and that sort of thing. I mean, that's where most of these kids today, when they're coming out of the college system, that's where they get all their misinformation from. Is from these professors who, you know, they're told, well, they're learned. They are academics. They know stuff, and so you should listen to what they say. But this is the website you're talking about, Government is Good. That's the kind of crap that kids in college are getting fed on essentially a daily basis.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not just limited to that one place.
No.
Well, I see you guys are way ahead of the power curve on that. You guys have a good evening, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Sean, for the call. 800-259-9231. The problem with the Government is Good website and why it's... It would make great show prep because it's just misinformation after misinformation, just despicable government grandstanding, and it's just a love fest for government, as you might imagine by its title, Government is Good. But the articles just go on and on and on, and I would have to spend some real time going in and, you know, plucking the real juiciest bits out because they're just so lengthy.
Right. And it's sort of beating people down with the words, and I saw it myself, and it was too much for me to go through. I'm like, oh God, I don't care. I don't want to read this dreck this far into this thing. And you know, I would say that the government regulations in some cases do result in good things, but they do it in a far more inefficient fashion than we need. As far as the person harmed getting to sue somebody who did harm them. That's a system that works. To just regulate everyone across the board, Then you've got to have bureaucrats to do the inspection. Those bureaucrats aren't going to work as hard because they're not properly incentivized. It's just right. a very inefficient system.
And since we're talking about government regulation, we should probably point out that the real reason for most government regulations isn't to protect the consumers, but instead to protect the business interests in your area. If there's a, for instance, a restaurant commission that's usually staffed by the old restaurateurs in town that have been established there for many, many decades, and they've gotten themselves on the restaurant commission so they can set up new regulations with the purpose is to protect the consumer. But what they're really doing is they're setting the bar higher and higher and higher for new businesses to enter the marketplace and be a restaurant. So if you have to buy, you know, special stove that costs $200,000 or whatever, bent hoods and all these, you know, these government-mandated equipment from government-mandated manufacturers and that sort of thing, it makes it more difficult for the little guy to jump into the game and open up his small little restaurant with just a regular stove.
The guy just wanted to get into business selling sandwiches.
Right. Somebody that just wants to feed people, they now have to jump through all these additional hoops. And I picked the restaurant industry just because it's an easy one. It's the same with construction.
A lot of people get into the restaurant industry
right.
because, you know, they know how to cook. They enjoy cooking. They want to be able to spend time talking to people and that kind of thing.
You name it. If the industry is licensed, if the industry is regulated by government, it is to protect the existing business interests and nothing more. I mean, they might have originally started it with the best of intentions, but that's what it really is all about. And I believe that that's what it was all about back in the day. It's just that they say one thing and they do another. 1-800-259-9231. If I get a chance, I'll go to the site and maybe pluck out a couple of just nonsense passages for you. It's just, there's so much to choose from. It's just a whole website of crap. Let's continue, though, with your phone calls. Ziggy in the United Kingdom. Cross the pond. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk.
Hello. Hey, I've just come back from a gig of a band who are barred from entering the United States currently.
Really? Why?
Their name is New Model Army, and this is not the first time they've been barred from entering the United States. They wanted to tour this year, but they were declined work visas.
Wow.
20 years ago, they tried to, when they first tried to tour, they were told they had... they didn't have enough musical talent.
Wow. So the government 20 years ago was deciding who could come here and play based on their own opinion of the musician's talent?
There's more to it.
Well, before you go on, I want to explain that not only does this put foreigners out of work here in the United States, because the band, what was the name of the band?
New Model Army.
New Model Army.
The Immortal Army, I think.
New Model Army.
New Model Army.
Oh, you got it. Okay,
they're a punk band from that I've heard of before.
Okay.
Anyway, the New Model Army can't come here and tour. But how about all those venues where they were going to tour?
Right.
All those venues are owned by Americans who now have lost money because of this stupid bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget all the promotions companies that put these bands on and set up the venues and put the bands together and that. There's all kinds of Americans that have lost money because of this stupid arbitrary decision.
There's more to it.
Okay.
20 years ago, this happened just after they had released a single called 51st State. As you can imagine, it was having a poke at the Reagan-Thatcher relationship.
Right.
And basically, it can't be proven. But, you know, that probably was the reason why they were barred.
You're saying they were politically targeted then?
Yeah. You know, this was a band who were militant, I wouldn't class them as socialist. They wouldn't want that title because they were just as critical of the Labour Party at the time as they were of the Conservative Party.
It's just outrageous. So were they talking about this at their gig that you went to, or are you just regaling us with their story?
No, they didn't talk about it. In fact, actually, I have to say it wasn't a fabulous gig. One other point, you're talking about... what sociopaths could do?
Yeah.
First of all, what's your class as a sociopath? Because I know he gets enough plugs on your show already, and I don't want to give him any more, but if Alex Jones was here, he'd be locked up in an asylum.
Well, I don't think he's a sociopath. He can operate inside of society.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm
saying... Sicko, you know, someone that wants to bring harm to others. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but you see, the problem is people have different perspectives of what is insane and what is sane.
Yeah, that's true. But if you had an idea, we'll let you share it with us in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Ted Anders for Midas, December 20th, 2007. Gold, $7.97.10. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $8.21.20, $4.04.75 for half, $2.02.38 for quarter. That's $8.21.20, $4.04.75, and $2.02.38. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring us anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Enjoy the site for free. And if you like the show, you want to help us out, then you can amp Free Talk Live. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. You can help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country. Help spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. The details are all there at amp.freetalklive.com.
And how would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Well, it's possible. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com, Read some real testimonials. Find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. Back to the UK and Ziggy. Now, we were talking about sociopaths, and I'd asked the question in the last hour, what is it that, or, and sadists specifically, I guess they're pretty closely related, but these people that want to bring harm to others, what is it that they could do? Right now, they're judges, they're police officers, not all police officers, but they're in these professions with government because they're positions of power.
I think they work at the DMV, too.
Sure, that's certainly possible. You know, their sociopathy, I guess, can manifest itself in different ways. Some might want to be physically violent. Some might just get off on, you know, denying you an application or something like that.
I can tell you that I had my ex-fiance. That's too specific. Anyway, she used to work for the county government,
mm-hmm.
and she told me that she enjoyed sometimes just not giving clients the information that they needed. You know, people that came to the desk, the information they needed. She would just say things. You know, like,
that's not my department.
Right. She would say stuff that she would answer their question, smile, but she would do it in kind of a snide fashion, and she knew she was going to get away with it because, you know, she could. She worked for the government.
That's gross, dude.
I'm just telling you what she said.
I didn't know that about your wife.
That's not my wife.
Oh, I thought you said it was your wife.
I said ex-fiance.
Oh, okay. I missed that part. That's good.
I think that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
I think you're right about that. But did
a little bit of power corrupts a little bit, too.
Now, did you have any suggestions? It sounded like you might have had a suggestion as to what a sociopath could do in the free market environment where he couldn't get a job as a cop.
I did hear a suggestion from he was an agent to celebrities about stalkers. He said that why don't the stalkers stalk each other and then they'll never feel alone.
That's a good idea. By the way, the definition of sociopath, since we were sort of batting that around, is a person as a psychopathic personality whose behavior is antisocial and who lacks a sense of moral responsibility or social conscience.
Yeah, but you see, that can cover a wide variety of people. I mean, there is a term called personality disorders. And if you look up, it covers behavioral disorders. If you look up the diagnostic definitions, that, you know, it's just people who are maybe a bit more angry or a bit more paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that the whole thing about what is insane and what is sane is very subjective.
That much is true, but you could certainly say that it's sociopathic and antisocial to use violence on others. I mean, that's not subjective, and
yeah,
I think everyone can agree on that.
That's true. And Mark is right. I mean, I have a friend at the moment who has just won to be candidate for the Liberal Democrats in the constituency I live in. And I am friends with them.
Mm.
And it seems to me they have no convictions. They just want to be able to go to Westminster and, you know, rule over us.
Yep. They're just power freaks. Great call, Ziggy. As always, thanks for making it and spending your extra dime to get on our toll-free lines, because I don't think it's toll-free to the international countries. 800-259-9231. That's going the extra mile to get in touch with Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I suspect not.
You know, here, I was thinking, Mark, okay, so what could a sociopath, a sadist, specifically the sadists that are into using violence over others, what could they do in the free marketplace? And I'm thinking blood sports, you know, like Ultimate Fighting Championship, that sort of thing. Of course, then they have a chance of getting beaten
right,
up themselves.
They don't particularly like that idea, I would imagine. How about Exterminator?
Like bugs and that sort of thing?
Well, you know, there's all kinds of pests out there. There's even mammal pests.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I guess they probably started by harming animals, right? Isn't that what they say? That, you know, the people that are kind of the sickos today started by killing little beasties when they were kids or torturing them, that sort of thing?
They do say that. I know another one that people would like to pop in, but I have never experienced this personally. To me, they've all been great people. But dentist.
They could be a dentist? What?
Did you ever see The Little Shop of Horrors?
Yes.
Steve Martin.
Uh-huh.
I could be a dentist. You know, the dentist was a sadist.
Interesting. I don't know if you'd get too many customers. Because there's the sedation dentistry now, where it's all touchy-feely, and you go in, and you get drugged up, and you don't even know that it's dental work being done to you. Some people are into that.
Yeah, I'm very interested in that.
No, me neither.
I've been put under like that one time for an operation on my nose to have my deviated septum straightened out and the insides carved out and all that stuff. That was not a feeling I enjoyed.
Let's continue with the international calls. Go to Winnipeg and talk to John. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening to what you're talking about there, and, you know, it, all these things are easy to answer. It's just, you know, you got to understand what a free market is. You know, your notions of free market are global, are tyranny. You know, you have to have justice. You have to have a fair market to call it a fair market. I'll give you an example. If you've got a store and a guy across the street's got a store and he's got slave labor and he puts guns to their head to get back to work, you're going to lose in the competitive marketplace. You know,
you have no idea.
No international
John,
law.
I'm sorry, you're right, John. But if you put a gun to somebody's head, you've threatened them, and then people can use force and violence against you.
That's correct.
I'm justified in coming in and trying to rescue someone
who's being held
slave.
Right. You're missing my point. If you say there's no
you don't
rule,
have a point.
If you say there's no rules to trade with China, for example, how are you going to convince the Chinese people to rise up against a totalitarian state? But
that's not my
idea.
I would give them a beacon of liberty to look at to see what it's like to live free, and I would give them the opportunity. Besides Mexico, you understand that China is one of the larger amounts, percentage of people that comes to immigrate to the United States legally and illegally, right?
Yeah, well, there's lots of money to be made in having slave labor, so that's the
not in the free market, sir. John, you don't get it, do you?
Let somebody talk for a second here.
You've been talking. Now I'm going to make a point about the free market and how you just don't understand it. In the free marketplace, people are free to associate with whom they want to. Why would anyone want to go and work as a slave in the free marketplace? A business like that just wouldn't exist. I mean, only in your fantasy, John, could that possibly exist. Not in a laissez-faire economy.
Okay, well, whatever. You need laws to defend ourselves.
No, you don't.
Okay, then.
All you need is natural law, and that is you don't harm others. If you do harm others, as Mark was saying, then you've given up your rights, and you can be taken into custody, and you can be prosecuted for that.
Well, okay. Well, here's an example. You were talking about sadists, right? People who enjoy hurting others. Like, there's countless examples that we have through this military affair. There's Lieutenant Denton, for example. He's talked about how much he enjoys blowing people up with high-caliber weaponry.
What's your point?
Are you still there?
Yeah, what's your point?
He says specifically it's because he can't be arrested for it. He's given the argument.
Yeah, that's because he works for the government, John.
No,
thanks
well,
for the call. If you work for the government, he's right. You can't get arrested. You're pretty much insulated from any sort of punishment for doing sick things. That's why I want to change that, and that's why the marketplace is the solution, because then sickos like that won't have their government protection anymore. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution to eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices dishes in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy, your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks.
I like the chips ones.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we, the people, say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring us anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got features like a wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive there. It's wiki.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Before we continue with the calls, I want to take a moment to address something that the last caller mentioned, but sort of we glossed over and we didn't really address it, and I think it deserves talking about. The last guy on the phone, John in Winnipeg, clearly showed that he didn't understand what a free marketplace is, but he started the call by saying that we didn't understand what a free marketplace is, and then he spun what he was saying into, well, you need to have a fair market, and you need to have, you know, if you're going to have a free market, well, you have to have a fair market.
He said in order to have freedom, you must have justice, and I think that, you know, I think he's right, but I think...
I absolutely agree with having justice. But what he was talking about was this concept of a fair market, and his suggestion was that we need government in order to ensure that the marketplace will be fair.
As though it's ever done that.
Right. As otherwise...
What the government does is what the government always does. It rewards its friends and punishes its enemies.
Right.
And likely, John, you will never be its friend.
Yes. John's essentially a utopian, except of the government order, because he believes that in order for the marketplace to operate on a fair basis, there needs to be some all-knowing government series of bureaucrats out there in order to determine what is and what is not fair. But that's ludicrous. I mean, it doesn't take long to examine that concept to figure out how asinine it is.
What are you talking about? These government bureaucrats aren't imbued with some special fairness ability that, you know, they know what's fair, but the rest of us little people don't.
And likely they're not, you know, even if they did know what was fair, the evidence is that the people that get in government are going to do are going to reward themselves. You know, they're going to do what the things that are beneficial to them
sure.
in their jobs, and they're going to
exactly.
you know, they're going to cover it up and hide it, but you're not going to get fairness out of the government.
Right.
Now, but I want to address something about what he said also is, let's suppose for a second that, you know, because he had said that, you know, freedom can't compete against, a free market can't compete against slave labor in China.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's assume for a second there isn't slave labor in the United States, which there absolutely is. Convicts,
jails.
Yeah. Convicts are employed doing all kinds of free market stuff here in the United States. What do I think about that? I don't know. I think it's a little weird. I think we could go a long way in solving that by legalizing drugs. Okay, let's assume that all labor in China is slave labor, even though only very little is, and probably not much compared to the slave labor we have here in the United States.
It's probably similar.
But
let's assume that they're all slaves.
Let's say there's one completely free market in the world called the United States, and there's a completely slave-like market in the world called China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is an imaginary world. How does the free market compete against slave labor in China? It's going to compete in a lot of different ways. For one, they have what they call, they have this coffee, the free fair trade coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
And people pay
Starbucks
more.
Or whatever.
People pay more for their coffee in order to, give a fair wage to the people to grow coffee in South America.
You mean people don't like slavery?
They don't.
Like when given the choice between supporting slavery and supporting somebody that might cost a little bit more, they'll choose supporting the free people?
Some will, and that's a very small percentage of the amount of coffee that's sold. Mm-hmm. You know, let's say it's 10%. That might even be optimistic. I certainly don't know. But, when the campaign rises up here in the United States, it could get bigger and bigger. Right
yeah.
now, currently, the whole idea of fair trade coffee is kind of silly because you're just throwing off the pricing mechanism down there. But when you're talking about real slave labor, I think people would really step up.
Yeah.
That's just one way that the market can get into play. Also, if you don't have all the unions and all the regulations and all those other things here in this free market, the United States, which we currently do, it won't cost $30 an hour to employ someone to make T-shirts or mm-hmm. tennis shoes or whatever. People will be able to come to this country to enjoy the free market, and they'll start on with lower wages. Will that affect all of us? No. You'll still get whatever you're getting paid. It doesn't affect you. Those other people will live elsewhere, and they will get paid less.
Here's another aspect to the whole issue of slave labor versus paying for things. If you look at the examples of how upset some Americans get, and wrongfully so, but how upset they get regardless of what they call sweatshops in these other countries.
Right.
I've
spoken in defense of sweatshops many times.
And
on
I
the
will
show.
Too, because they're not a bad thing. They're getting people out of the agrarian society, moving them into the industrial age, and they're choosing on a voluntary basis to work there. They're getting paid more than they could possibly make out on the farm. So it's an obvious benefit for those folks. That's why they're engaging in that process. But my point here is that the people that are against sweatshops, they get a lot of mileage out of being anti-sweatshop, and they get a lot of attention, and they, you know, they try to bring attention to companies that they think have these sweatshops. Imagine how much more attention they would get if the companies they were targeting were actually enslaving people. You know, instead of Nike shoes paying, you know, pennies on the dollar to make their shoes, they were paying nothing and forcing all their slaves to live in the company barracks or, you know, whatever the situation would be and mm-hmm. how awful it would be. And when a company is accused of being a sweatshop operator, they can go and they can show the world. They can say, look, here are our working conditions. Here's what they're getting paid. Here's what their pay is like compared to other people that live in the area. Here's what their pay is like compared to working on the farm. And they can show that, look, this is actually a good deal for these people. How would they do that with slavery? That's indefensible.
I don't know how they would
and
do
so
it.
And so there would be business. I think there would be severe business ostracism if a company were to engage in enslaving a people in order to make a product. I wouldn't buy their product. At all. I'm happy to support Chinese and Pakistani and, you know, Indonesian or whatever these foreign products are.
Right.
Because I know that it's giving jobs to people and getting them out of this, you know, piss-poor agrarian society that they used to live in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's absolutely. Those people were basically living in the Stone Age, and now they have factories to work in. Are the conditions less than they are here in the United States? Absolutely.
Sure.
If they built the factories up to, you know, the United States standards and then shipped them, shipped the shoes across the ocean, it wouldn't be worth shipping them.
It cost us more.
Yeah. So they wouldn't have the jobs, so the factory wouldn't get built there. So what you're doing when you say, oh, the sweatshop's in China, I won't buy from there. Mm-hmm. You're sentencing those people to life in the Stone Age.
Right. When I buy a T-shirt that's made in another country, part of my money goes to the sales clerk here in America that sold it to me. Part of my money goes to the management of the store. Part of my money goes to the stock person that, you know, all these Americans that have jobs selling me that foreign-made product. So it's not like that money's only going overseas.
Right.
Part of the money went to the Americans that, you know, brought the products in.
A small percentage of it, by the way, went to the factory that produced it.
From the port, right. And then some of the money goes to some people that probably really needed it in these other countries. I don't feel bad for a moment. But if I found out that a company was manufacturing its products with slave labor, never again would I use their products, and I would actively boycott them. 800-259-9231, and I imagine, Mark, that I wouldn't be the only one. Let's continue with your phone calls. Bring up anything. It's Steve in Colorado. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Super. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to cut straight to the chase. Do you think that Ron Paul should actively alienate his 9/11 truther supporters?
I don't think any more than he has, no.
Okay. And the reason why I'm asking is because I'm actually running here, and I'm running as a third-party candidate in Colorado and for U.S. House. And I these 9/11 truthers have besmirched the Ron Paul campaign. I think so, but I kind of kept that under wraps. You know, I didn't really say anything about it. And then I heard you guys saying pretty much the same thing that I've been thinking the other night. And I thought, you know, maybe I should publicly alienate them, just, you know, call them nuts or something like that. I don't know if that would be maybe I should try to be more
tactful. I think that you should be more tactful. I think that you should be more tactful. I mean, we can get away with poking fun and being a little nasty on the show because it's
a
radio
yeah.
show. But in the world of politics and certainly in the real world where people's feelings can be hurt and that sort of thing and it matters, then I think that you need to be a little more tactful. Let's talk about it. Come back with that here in moments. Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. What is the appropriate way? I mean, all radio theatrics aside, what's the appropriate way to address these 9/11 truthers and the conspiracy theories in the real world without trying your best to not hurt their feelings? It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We only have moments remaining, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com where the features are completely free. If you like the show and you want to help us out a bit and maybe look good at the same time, go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Store.freetalklive.com is how you get there. You'll find all kinds of great merchandise. And it's got a lot of it has our logo on it, but there are even some things like the Free Marketeer flag and T-shirt that don't. We just think you'll find them pretty cool, so that's why we're offering them. Go to store.freetalklive.com. But what's even cooler than some of our great merchandise is the fact that if you buy a Free Talk Live T-shirt between now and the end of the year, and you can buy other stuff too, obviously, but if your order includes a Free Talk Live T-shirt or the Free Marketeer T-shirt, any one of our regular shirts, we'll send $10 to the Ron Paul campaign. So from now to the end of the year, as long as your order includes a T-shirt, $10 of the order, basically the shipping cost, is going to be donated by our store manager to the Ron Paul campaign. Pretty cool. Little extra incentive for you to get over to the Free Talk Live store and order some stuff. So head on over to store.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to Steve in Colorado. Steve, who is telling us that he's going to be running as a third-party candidate for, what is it, State House, or what are you running for?
U.S. House. And I did have something. Today I was driving and I was listening to the podcast, and Mark said that, or Manwich, as I call him.
Been a long time.
or Meatball, as my wife calls you, said that the agenda of these guys seems to be that they are interested in regaling us with tales of the conspiracy, and not really doing anything about it. And I thought about this, and I thought, what would I do if I really believed that the government brought those buildings down? And it occurred to me that what I would do is I would save up every single dime and nickel that I had, and what I would do with that money is I would buy guns, ammunition, and bomb-making parts, and I would get every single person that was like-minded, and I would launch a full-scale invasion of Washington. Seriously, if you believe that,
and you do not, right?
I don't believe that.
Great.
But if I sincerely believe that the government was behind 9/11, that's exactly what I would do, because at that point, we are at war with our own government.
Hmm.
But I don't believe that. I think that's just cuckoo. I think it's just the nuttiest thing in the world.
I don't think they're that evil. I think they are that incompetent that they are responsible. You know, like, they put themselves in the place of responsibility to protect us from things like what happened on 9/11.
Yeah, but
and they dropped the ball over and over again.
But really, Mark, you and I both know.
It's a conspiracy of ineptitude.
But you and I both know, Mark, that they only pretend to be responsible. The Supreme Court has ruled over and over again that there is no obligation on the part of the government to protect anybody. Just
it's
point
a conspiracy of ineptitude. But what I'm saying is that I'm questioning the sincerity of the 9/11 truthers. In other words, I'm saying that I don't believe that they really believe that stuff. If they really believed it, I think that they'd be packing ammo and bomb-making stuff and forming an army.
I disagree with you, and I don't know what those sound effects are in the background.
It sounds like a parade that the 9/11 truthers are having on the way to Washington.
I think that they absolutely believe it. I mean, they believe it to their core so heavily that they spend all of their time researching it. I mean, you hear them call up, and they brag about all the research they do. I absolutely think they believe it. It's just that they believe it so much that they've been frightened into inaction. They don't think that there's anything they can do about it.
That could be, yeah.
They don't want to die. They don't want to, you know, lose their families and lose their livelihoods and lose their comforts. They don't want to put anything on the line or risk anything. That's why all you ever hear them do is call up radio shows and, you know, talk about their DVDs that they like to watch. Now, to be fair, there are the occasional ones that you'll see out, like, you know, there was one that went into the Bill Maher audience on his TV show and started shouting stuff. Then he's just being a jerk. I mean, there are obviously instances.
Some of them
of
are willing to go out and be rude.
Right. But that's about as far as it goes. So you were asking the question earlier as a candidate, how do you distance yourself from the 9/11 truthers? And my question for you before we talk about that is, do you feel as though that there are some that have already, you know, shown an interest in your campaign, or are you just concerned for what might happen?
You know, I think that with knowing that hindsight is 20/20, I wonder if Ron Paul's handlers or advisors or whatever are thinking, golly, if we had only addressed this earlier, we might have, you know, avoided all this, you know, guilt by association. Of course, that's a logical fallacy, and you and I both know it, but that's what they're doing. They're trying to associate Ron Paul with these 9/11 truthers.
Before you go on, you do understand that every candidate has the thing that they're going to get attacked on. Rudy Giuliani married his second cousin or whatever, and is dressed up in women's clothes. Hillary Clinton allowed her husband was basically a cuckold, was the opposite of, you know, with her husband cheating on her. You know, like, they all have this little thing that the other candidates are going to be able to go after.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for Ron Paul getting on some radio shows that you know, believed in 9/11 conspiracies or whatever, they'd find other things. It doesn't really matter. I mean, this is that's something they're going to go after. No big deal. I want them to go after it. I want Ron Paul to react the way that he has.
He's done a fine job of fielding the question.
He has done a very good job.
It's fine and dandy. You know, if that's the best that they can do, if that's the best that the competition can do, bring that on. Because it's something he can address.
That's actually, I think, possibly that might be the very best way of addressing it. If the 9/11 truthers glom on to me and my campaign, and then the media or my opponents say, hey, what about you? You're attracting all these 9/11 truthers. I could actually use that very line and say, listen, if that's the best you can do to try to, you know, besmirch my campaign, then you know, you obviously don't have very much on me.
Better yet, borrow the line that Ron Paul's using. I mean, he used it. He uses it, I think, with the 9/11 guys, and he used it with the Stormfront, the white supremacists that they're throwing at him right now, because that's even worse than the 9/11 thing, in my opinion. But he's basically saying that, look, if these guys want to support my candidacy, that's all that really counts, is that they're supporting me. It doesn't mean that I know what their beliefs are. Look, I've got thousands of people that are supporting my candidacy. I couldn't possibly know who they all are and what all their personal belief systems are. All I'm concerned with is whether or not they're going to vote for me.
Right.
So
right.
Hillary's
people
point.
Believe that crazy 9/11 or that crazy environmental conspiracy crap. So, I mean, what's the difference?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's the point. I mean, if a Jewish person supports me, does that mean that I'm celebrating Rosh Hashanah or something like that?
Certainly. It's the same thing. So if the truthers want to get involved in your campaign actively and they want to go out and do things for you, then things get a little stickier, because they're going to probably go out and, you know, wave their 9/11 signs at the same time that they're supporting you. And obviously that's something that's a situation you might not necessarily want to be associated with, in which case, man, how would you handle that? you can't really control what your supporters do, so you just sort of have to let it happen. But, you know, you might want to just let it be known that you don't necessarily endorse their viewpoints. You appreciate their support. You don't want to alienate
them.
Try
to tell them that now's not the time to hold the signs out, because some people don't understand. They understand that. They understand that it's, you know, this isn't the time, in some cases, isn't the time to campaign for what it is they believe in, and say, you know, first what we, you know, what we want to do is get me elected, then we'll be looking into things like this.
Yeah. So,
wouldn't you like to know if in fact it was an inside job? I mean, you believe it's not, but that's a fine way to go into the investigation. But if you did get elected,
I certainly do believe that there needs to be another investigation. But I believe that they're going to find a conspiracy of ineptitude more than anything else.
Right. Yeah. I would concur with that, Ed, but I think that most 9/11 truthers would take that.
I think it's safer to just ignore them at this point until the situation comes up, and then look at it and try to be as tactful as possible. There's no point in calling them names or being mean, but letting them know what your priorities are and what you find important, and if they want to help your campaign, what you're going to ask of them, and that is that they not go out and promote these things. And if you know, they don't want to, if they don't want to listen to you, obviously there's nothing you can do about that. So you just sort of have to live with that. And if something happens, let us know and we'll investigate further. Thanks for the call, dude, and good luck. Thank you. 800-259-9231. We are short on time, but we go to Brad in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hey, Brad.
Good evening, men.
Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
How you doing? My girlfriend's laughing at me. I wanted to call in for two things. First thing is, you guys were talking a couple shows ago about someone who was making racist posts on your BBS.
Yeah.
And how they took their ball and went home and stopped their AMP dollars.
One of them was doing it. He wasn't really a racist. He was just doing it because he wanted to make a point or something.
Well, in response to him, you know, getting rid of his AMP dollars, I want to AMP more because, you know, I don't like people who throw out those racist things. So if you could up my AMP dollars from 10 to 15, you know, the marketplace at work.
Thank you for that, Brad. Go ahead and just send me an email, because I do all my AMP stuff like on the weekend, and I'll just process through it when I do everybody else's. That way I can remember to take care of that. What else, man?
Oh, okay. You guys got a call from a police officer a couple weeks ago, and it's sort of been chewing at me and bothering me because of something he said. It was a guy from Texas, and he was actually on duty when he called in.
You
could hear the guy's radio. He said that he is aware of some of his coworkers committing perjury in court and how they joke about it.
You got about 10 seconds. If you want, you can certainly call back tomorrow or wrap it up right quick.
Okay. Well, I think he needs to do something about it. And if I was aware of something like that, I would certainly report it. That, you know, convicting someone.
Very good. I wish it. Let's talk more about this. Call back tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.